Well, today we jump into the Old Testament. We're going to jump into Isaiah chapter 61, first verse. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom to the captives, to release from darkness for the prisoners.
Oh, blessed Father, I praise your holy name. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the wonderful gift of salvation. Father, Jesus truly has set me free. He has bound up my broken heart and he has released me from darkness, revive in me that first love, that fiery passion that cannot be quenched. Make me fall so deeply in love with my Savior that I will bring everyone I meet to meet him. Amen.
Today, think about when that scripture was read by Jesus. When Jesus stood up in the synagogue in Nazareth and read today's scripture, the reaction he got when he said, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing," was at first favorable. But then he went on to tell them that no prophet was accepted in his hometown. In other words, he read the true feelings of their heart, and they ran him out of town and wished to kill him. Are things so different today? Speaking the name of Jesus out loud in this nation can still cause a riot. We have seen in this ministry persecution, problems, lies, hatred, bitterness, many times only because the name of Jesus was spoken and the truth of the gospel was preached. Where will you be when that time of persecution comes? Will you be on the line with the stones ready to throw? Or will you be on the other side of the line, preaching the gospel of Jesus with your last breath until those stones hit you?
Today's action. Speak the name above all names today. Today's treasure is found in Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 18. Thus says the Lord, behold, I will bring back the captivity of Jacob's tents and have mercy on his dwelling places. The city shall be built upon its own mound and the palace shall remain according to its own plan.
You know, when the first martyr was killed by stoning to death, Luke, the author of Acts, doesn't record in great detail his life, but he records in very, very detail his death. Will you be like him, my friend? As life is ebbing from you, as the last stone is coming, as the pain is hurtling through your body, will you be like him and so much like Jesus? His words were, Father, hold this sin not against them.